This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala wa ba'd. First of all, how much we have so far, Buna? Tell me before I start. How much money we collected so far?
About 30,000. Yeah, about 30,000.
Okay. Okay, so in the next 10 minutes or so, 7 to 10 minutes of my talk, okay, any amount of money we gonna collect, I will match it. So you can double your donation, okay? As long as it's not more than 20,000, hopefully. Inshallah, more, that's you get it, but I'm not gonna be able to match that. Okay, so anything that I just encourage people to do there, inshallah, I'll try my best to make sure that it will be matched. So anything you donate, for anything we're gonna collect from now until the end of my talk, it will be inshallah matched. Like, I would like to say, first of all, one of the means that we are very familiar with here in the United States is basically to express our opinion and our objections to certain political ideas or actions done by someone through protesting. And that's something very well established in the United States. We have seen how effective that was in the 60s against the Vietnam War and civil rights movement and so forth. So it's one of the means and tools. And it's not something new. You know, it's even older than that. The Quakers, when they, in Germantown, when they protest the treatment of slavery, slaves, and the whole concept of slavery, it was one of the first documents actually in the Western came from the European who moved to America to oppose slavery. Also something historically we know of. If you go farther in Europe, the Protestant Reformed, that's why it's in the Western culture, it's very well established, the concept of protest. It's rooted also to the Protestant reforms against the Catholic Church early in time. And that growth through history. So, and I'm giving this background to understand why this method, when it was effective at certain time, you know, in Western civilization, it developed through history. Because when you look at Islamic history or the Muslims world, you might not have a documentation of protest the same way you find it in modern Western history. Because in modern Western history, this was a very effective tools in making real change in many political fronts and social reforms. While in many times, you will not find that in Muslim world for many reasons. But one important reason was that a lot of these rights that we didn't have an issue with it, first of all. We never had a problem with women's rights in order for it to protest to legislate a woman right. We never had somebody have a God authority in a church or a mosque or a religious institute to protest against it, to ask for the freedom or to the ability for people to practice religion or to read the Quran directly or things of that nature. So we have a quite different background. And I'm saying this because some people will always say, we don't have that in our history. We don't see in our history. And that's something which should be understood and looked to the different dynamic between the Muslims' heritage and history and how they're socially and politically developed while we're looking at the Western world. Is there anything in Islam prevent us from taking such methods today in modern society in expressing our opinion? And I'm not going to be talking about hypothetical examples, protest in Egypt or protest or because I live in the United States, you listening to me in the United States, and those people who live in the Western world. And let me start with this. There's the countries, at least let's agree on this, the countries which is legislate in their constitution that it is allowed for people to go and to protest. And that's rights, a given rights to them. It should not be an issue to talk about it from the perspective as I'm breaking the law or anything like that. No. You do it. This is something legal. This is a right that's been granted to you by the constitution of the country. So you are practicing your right, and according to the guidelines that is given by your city or your state, and that can be different from one place to another, from one time to another, based on the size of the protest, the place of the cause, and so forth. And there's so many laws, and that's one thing I advise anyone participate in protest to make sure that they understand the law that associated with protest, and the organizers should provide these informations to the people. The second, so this is, we look at it from the basics, that this is what we call wasila to mubaha. It's a tool, it's a means, and this means is mubah. It is not true that all means are allowed in Islam. No, but the default rules that the means is halal unless the means in itself it's haram. So there is means it's haram, which is not allowed to be used. When we look at protest, you going, and I'm talking about a protest that it is a peaceful protest. It's not a protest that it is combined by carrying weapons and making destruction to public properties, or harming officers or other individuals, or properties looting, as we see happen often in protests. I'm talking about in itself as a concept that people peacefully protest and demonstrate their rejections or their anger or their rejection to certain ideas. That's in itself, it's permissible. And I don't think we need to bring evidence, you know, that there is a group of Sahaba or a group of companions walk into Mecca, like some people use the story of Umar ibn Khattab when he became Muslim, or Hamza, and they walk into group to the, you know, I don't know if that I'll call the demonstrations or not. It's just showing their strength, not necessarily opposing certain policies in Mecca at that time. But I don't think we need that. It is more clear. I think sometimes when you try to prove it through an evidence, you're making your case weak. I think it's more clear, and it's so easy to understand, and it's common sense to be accepted, that I don't need to bring a specific proof for it, because there's a general rules in Islam saying as long as this in itself halal, so it is allowed. So it does not oppose any law. It does not consider any have in itself a threat to people's life. It's a peaceful demonstration. In Islam, everybody is his rights to express their objection to the rulers or to policies is something protected in Islam. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will never bless a nation that people cannot openly ask for their rights. If we cannot openly ask for our rights or the rights of our brothers and sisters, there is no good in us. You know? This concept, as general, it is halal. There is a lot of the problem, the devil in the details. The problem comes with the details. And a lot of people have opposed demonstrations and going out and protest, not because for it is essence, but because either those scholars or those people, well, some I have a lot of respect for them, some of them are great teachers of mine, and I also still hold them in a very high respectful place. And we should not disrespect the scholar just because they said an opinion that you might not agree with, or you follow other scholars who allowed it. Some of them are not familiar with the concept of protest, okay? Or the type of protest that they're familiar with is the protest that they were shown in TV, which is always lead to people dying, proper damaged properties, looting, violence associating with it. So that's the pictures that they have in their mind. And also in many of these scholars live in countries which is don't allow this method of protesting. They allowed other methods of protesting, but not necessarily that mass numbers of people to come in the streets. Or they don't, whatever, that's not my case right now, not my issue. But that's taking in consideration when we look at these fatwa and these scholars, it could be related to their own region, to their own country, not solely to us here. Well, alhamdulillah, and seen many places, majority places in the world, where this right is been protecting for us. And I think we should ask for this right to be protected for in everywhere in the world, in my opinion. Number two, The problem comes when they look at some of the details or some of the things that associated with the protest. Number one, violence. I think we will fool ourselves if we try to draw this beautiful picture about protests and demonstrations that all of them, only very, 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 very little, very, very few, when a large gathering comes, it doesn't basically associate it with some kind of violence and turn to be, you know, in conflict and a problem comes up. No, it happens, and it happens a lot. It's not also, I don't have a specific statistics to do that, and I would like to see some done, but I would say it happens, and it is well reported, and we see that. But is its existence lead us to say the whole thing is canceled? No. It leads us to say that anyone will participate in something like that. Make sure that you take all the precautions, make all the tools, make sure you demonstrate with the right group, the right people who don't have a history of violence, have a history or the time of the demonstrations does not basically reach to the level or maybe it's when it's very late in the night, that's where this kind of activity take place. You know what? I don't be part of that. I'm gonna go back. Or when I see this, I make sure that I don't stay and I leave. And I make sure that this is a very clear stance where I don't support any violence. I think that's the right position. Not the right position to say the whole thing is haram. Another issue, and I go over some points quickly. What if the demonstrations has a mixed messages? You know, sometimes we go to protest for a good cause, but other people who maybe have ideologies or ideas or causes that I don't agree with it fully or partially. The rule in regard what this demonstration is about. If this demonstration is about something right, a good cause like Palestinians' rights, the defending of the civilians who've been killed and targeted, and they indiscriminately by the war machine of the Israeli government. In this case, yes, we all stand. It doesn't matter if the person next to me is an atheist or the person next to me is a LGBTQ community member or the person's protest to that is a Catholic or a Jew or whatever he is or a Sunni or a Shi'i or whatever might his ideology or political view is. We all unify against one good cause. So I think that's simple, and it doesn't mean that I agree with whatever other ideologies or ideas or any the other persons have. Another issue that I have, which is the issue of if the protest itself organized originally by it will be under a banner of something I completely disagree with, I do believe you're not allowed to be part of it. Let's say there's a group of people who have an ideology that I completely disagree with. Let's say there is LGBTQ community, for example, organizing. They have the right to have their ideologies, but if they're organizing a protest, I wouldn't be part of that. You know, if they want to join me when I organize, I welcome. You know, if there is a common cause organized by a third party, let's say a political party, which is don't prescribe specifically to this idea, that's fine. We can all, in my opinion, from a fiqh perspective, we can be part of that as a broad coalition. But if this is something that it is meant to promote a specific ideology, a specific idea that I completely don't agree with, I think I thank you for doing that, you know, and I don't need to be, you know, walking under that flag and being part of that walk or stand. And I hope you understand the difference between somebody solely organized that, taking the lead of that, under that ideology, that idea that I completely disagree, a broad coalitions or by an entity that basically accommodated all of us as a society members, which is everybody in the society have the right to have their own choice of life. Another issues that in this demonstration, another issue comes up, which some practice sometimes, which is un-Islamic. You know, like for example, a practice which is include praying to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or holding up signs or flags that against our Islams, or symbols, religious symbols that contradict my belief or my creed. That's not allowed for me to carry or to be lying, basically supporting, or to show any form of adopting that symbol. That's number one. But if me as a Muslim, a Palestinian, and a Christian Palestinian, and a Jewish Israeli who live in the Holy Land today, we want to be all together. I'm carrying my flag, which is Muhammad Rasulullah, la ilaha illallah, and he's carrying the cross, and he's carrying the Star of David, and we all stand together to make a message. That's good. That's fine. And he, that third person carrying his flag, whatever, rainbow flag, and that carrying that, everybody want to come with this idea, and to show that the whole society unified for justice, that will not make it haram for you to be there. What will be haram for you to put that rainbow flag around your shoulder while you don't believe in this, or you carry the cross in your chest while you don't believe in Christianity as a Muslim, I'm not allowed to do that. And I think that distinguish should be understood and should be respected as well. Okay. Another issue also is the sisters' participation in such demonstrations. For women to demonstrate with men and things like that, first of all rules in Sharia apply to men and women unless there's a proof to differentiate between them. As long as, and sisters has to be judge each case by itself, as long as it is safe, as long as it is, you know, not lead for women to be physically touching men or next to a man who is not related to her. In this case, it is allowed. But I know that this is very, very, very hard for her to do, unless when we organize the protest, we have a place for the sisters, an area for the sisters, an area for the brothers. Okay? And the Muslim, when they organize an event, they should, you know, take these things into consideration, because this is the rules in Islam, the issue of mixing and khalwa and touching. And we should not drop these things. You know, alhamdulillah, we're not in a situation where there is these things cannot be accommodated. You know, if you're in a situation of chaos where the enemy coming and we coming now to defend and to fight, or to, I'm going to say, okay, there's no time to follow these details and technical rules. Yes, I understand that. But if I have the time, I have the ability to do that. Do you know what? My sister will be together and the brother will be together and making sure that they still have their akhlaq, their Islamic etiquettes preserved. And if it's not, if this is going to lead for her aura to be shown and or for her, the rules of Sharia to be violated, she should not participate. طيب, sometimes, Sheikh, they do that, but in the demonstration itself, things appear. We have seen pictures of demonstrations where things turn all of a sudden, and sister running and falling, and sometimes their clothes show their legs. We've seen in some demonstrations in other countries, and even here, dragged in this floor. You know, in this case, she's not sinful by that. Astaghfirullah. Actually, inshallah, may Allah reward. That's not her problem, that somebody violates her rights. So it sometimes I feel people discuss this in a very weird mentality. It became my fault. I'm following the rules. I'm respecting myself. I'm having my space. Somebody else come and violated me. It became my fault. It's their fault. And it's their sin. Oh, why did you go? I go there for a right reason, which is to defend my brother and sister. I go there because I want to make sure that my voice as a woman means something. You know, in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he was giving the bay'ah to come to the Medina, men were not the only one there to give their legion to Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to say, Ya Rasulullah, come to Medina and we'll help you. We'll protect you. We'll spread your message. In Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took that promise from men and women from Medina together. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, believing men and women. بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ. They are awliya, they are supporter for one another. as I know that us as men and Muslim men, we have the right to support our brothers and sisters in Palestine. I also, my sisters have the rights to support their brothers and sisters in Palestine. It's not only my role, it's her role as well. So going back to the concept of the protest, this is also an issue. It's sensitive, and I would like to have these guidelines to be in place. Again, there is a bigger point, which is every demonstration halal? Every protest halal? Every protest haram? No, it depends on many of these things to be taken into consideration. The benefits and the harms, what's the advantage? All this is looked at, and things can be, first time we try, we find out that this is not the right group. Okay, alhamdulillah, next time we learn better, we can organize ourselves in a better way. We don't need to attack each other. And I don't like those who take the opinion. And if you don't want to go to demonstration and protest, that's not something that you find yourself doing. Khalas, alhamdulillah, you do need to point fingers to your brothers and sisters and to put them down and to accuse them of doing bid'ah or doing haram. And you, who's so excited about protest, because if your brother don't feel that this is a right way to express their support of their brothers and sisters in Palestine, please don't point finger to them and say, hey, you backwards, you know, sell out, Zionist, whatever, and all these names, you give it to them. That's also haram. Ya akhi, have respect for one another. If you don't want to be with me, alhamdulillah, in this way, be with me in other way. And this is lead me to my next point. One of the important points that I want to mention out when we talk about the ruling of protest, that please don't think that protest is the only way or even necessarily to be the most effective way of, you know, supporting your brothers and sisters in Palestine. You know, I definitely believe it's a very effective method of creating awareness. But creating awareness is one thing. And also with modern technology through social media, you might have, through trends, a bigger protest than the street of Houston or the streets of New York. So I'm still considering the value of protest, but also I consider other methods today that exist to create that awareness about the rights of my brothers and sisters and to basically present that need in a strong way. Another issue that I want to cite here, that this is a form of creating political pressure. I think us as a community, as a Muslim community, we need to go a little bit deeper and farther than just creating a political pressure. Because if you create a political pressure, but you don't have policy in place to be adapted, this pressure will be just go into the air, will be released into the air with no benefit. That political pressure has to lead to a certain policies that we want to adopt. We want it to be implemented. The issue is just not to go and to scream and to go back tired in the end of the day. The issue is to create that pressure to reach. That's why we said masalih mafad. That's why in Sharia, the halal and haram is based on that end, what I want to reach in the end. You know, I still think psychologically release, there is a benefit in it in itself, psychological relief and benefit, but also there is something greater, which is what I want to create. That policy that I want to create out of that political pressure is so important. Who can draw that policy? Who is responsible for this policy? For us as a Muslim community in the West as minority, I don't think we will be able to decide the policy that solve that conflict, because there is a bigger fish here and a bigger players than us as a community. The Palestinian government, the people on the ground, the Palestinians themselves, then the Arab countries, the Muslim world. There's many, too many. The international community, the Israeli government, that's too big. But us as a community in America, at least we should start thinking, and the West, we should think about what are the policies that it's important for us as a community, what we want to achieve, what is possibly in our hand to be achieved. Are we going to make, for example, a pressure on our government to, let's say, you know what, stop this, you know, a treatment of putting Israel in a pedestal, which is never get accountable for their actions, for their human rights violations? Are we going to change the policy of, you know, making Israel always advance over all Arab countries or neighbor countries militarily? Why this policy is adopting by us as Americans? You know, why can't we control our dollars that it's giving to them to say, you know, you cannot use our money in any form. You can use it for defense, for relief, or whatever, but you cannot use it in attack or police force who violates human rights and records. We can create this policy to say, you know what, it's about also Palestinians, not only anti, you know, the behavior of the government of Israel. It's about also to support some of that, you know, building infrastructures, protecting whatever achievable goal. And that's not my area. That should be the area of people, a leader. The problem, my brothers and sisters, that this end, I think we need as a Muslim community to put a pressure on our leader to make that clear. What exactly we're trying to achieve here? What you're trying to want, what we want to achieve? Because based on this, me as a sheikh, as a mufti, I can tell you how wajib or recommended or highly recommended or registered recommended or mubah to go to the demonstration. And I hope creating that awareness and see how the fuqaha thinks, it will help politicians, hopefully, also to know how to think and to approach this issue. You know, but with all these politics on the side, the one thing that I know, that I'm good at it, that we can donate to bring medical aid to those brothers and sisters who are bleeding in the streets of Gaza. I know we can provide insulin to kids in Palestine. We can provide, you know, we can provide many things that Yusuf will tell you about to the dire need. I have one of my community doctor. We sponsored a few years ago a trip, a group of doctors went inside Gaza, and they have a story to tell, really, how they were able to go inside, you know, after taking their, anyway. The point is the story that they told us, my brothers and sisters, about the dear need of medical need made me so happy to make sure that this is fundraising is about the medical need that this community needs today. And I hope that today we can reach our target of having $100,000 to be given to our brothers and sisters in Palestine. And believe me, when we choose our brothers here to give to our partner this fundraising, we chose them carefully because we were looking for the one that we can trust that it will 100% take that money and give it to the poor, to the people of need in a form of a very clear target, what we want to achieve through this fundraising. And we choose that method. And thank you for Dr. Farhan. I give him the credit. He really give an inspiration, inspire me when he talked about the work that this organization do, Jazakallah Khair. And I, in the end, I will say, I think we got, since I start talking, $8,000. Is that true? Where's my host or my...
Yeah, since you started speaking, we raised about 8,000, meaning our total now is closer to 38,000. So, okay. Mashallah,
Jazakallah Khair. Since I'm ending, so I'm inshallah matching this, and I will make sure that we will give an $8,000.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Jazakum Allah Khairin, Dr. Waleed Bassouni, for not only motivating us, but again, I keep going to this point that Sheikh Yahya mentioned at the top of our program, putting our money where our mouth is, actually contributing from what we love to help the people that we love on the ground. So thank you very much, Dr. Waleed, for setting that beautiful example, and for everyone who's been contributing over the last 2.5 hours. Please, inshallah, do not feel like you're not giving 8,000, you're not giving 10,000, so it's nothing. Every single penny counts. Every single dollar is going directly towards the people on the ground. Dr. Yusuf mentioned earlier, actually.